天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们平安，欢迎大家继续收听今天的天路导向节目，我是主持人小环。那现在我们正在探讨的课题是重建废墟，转忧为喜。在上期节目中，麦克牧师谈到了尼西米向神所做的祷告，那这三个祷告是什么呢？从中我们又可以学到哪些呢？那就让我们跟麦克牧师一起来领受从神而来的话语吧。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的朋友，你好。
Welcome to this second broadcast from the series of messages from the life of Nehemiah.
欢迎你收听有关尼西米生平的系列信息。今天是第二课。
We are calling this From Rubble to Rejoicing.
题目是重建废墟，转忧为喜。
Nehemiah was a man of devotion to God and prayer.
尼西米是位亲近神、常常祷告的人。
Nehemiah knew that one plus prayer equals the mighty power of God.
尼西米深深明白，一加上祷告等于神的大能。
Let me remind you where we left Nehemiah in the last broadcast.
让我们温习一下上次节目里讲到哪里。
He had just discovered that the people left in Jerusalem were in trouble and filled with despair.
尼西米听说留在耶路撒冷残余的同胞深陷困苦，心里忧伤。
The city wall was in ruins.
城墙倒塌。
The temple was partially destroyed.
圣殿残破。
The people of God needed someone of influence in the king's court.
神的百姓需要一位在宫廷里有影响力的人。
And Nehemiah was there by God's divine appointment.
于是神把尼西米安排在那里。
After Nehemiah heard the troubling news, he wept and fasted.
当尼西米听到了恶讯，他哀哭、禁食、祷告。
He turned to God in prayer.
他转向神，迫切祷告。
And today we're going to look more closely at that prayer.
今天让我们深入地看看他的祷告。
Let's hear the prayer again from Nehemiah chapter 1 beginning at verse 5.
让我们看尼西米记一章第五节到十一节。耶和华天上的神，大而可畏的神啊。你向爱你、守你诫命的人守约施慈爱，愿你睁眼看、侧耳听你仆人昼夜在你面前为你众仆人以色列民的祈祷，承认我们以色列人向你所犯的罪，我与我父家都有罪了，我们向你所行的甚是邪恶，没有遵行你借着仆人摩西所吩咐的诫命律例典章，求你纪念所吩咐你仆人摩西的话，说：你们若犯罪，我就把你们分散在万民中；但你们若归向我，谨守遵行我的诫命，你们被赶散的人虽在天涯，我也必从那里将他们招聚回来，带到我所选择立为我民的居所。这都是你的仆人、你的百姓，就是你用大力和大能的手所救赎的。主啊，求你侧耳听你仆人的祈祷和喜爱敬畏你名众仆人的祈祷，使你仆人现今亨通，在王面前蒙恩。我是做王久正的。
Nehemiah was anguished that the name of God was ridiculed.
尼西米为了神的名被嘲笑而焦急。
So he dropped to his knees and he prayed a threefold prayer.
于是他跪下向神祷告，他的祷告包括三方面。
First, he began with praise.
首先他赞美神。
Secondly, he persisted in that prayer.
第二，他坚持地祷告。
Thirdly,
第三，
he was prepared in prayer to do whatever God asked him to do.
他在祷告中求神预备他接受神的吩咐。
First, let's look at praise.
让我们先看他的赞美。
Lord of heaven, O great and awesome God.
耶和华天上的神，大而可畏的神呢。
Nehemiah understood that he was standing before the majestic king of the universe.
尼希米知道自己是站在尊贵的天地主宰面前。
Nehemiah understood that when we pray, we are standing before an awesome God who is to be revered and respected.
尼希米明白，当我们祷告时，是在一位当受敬畏尊崇的神面前。
Some people have lost reverence for God.
然而许多人失去了对神的敬畏。
Because of Jesus, we can now call him Abba.
如今我们借着耶稣基督可以称神为天父。
Because of Jesus, we can come to him boldly.
借着耶稣，我们可以坦然无惧地来到神面前。
Because of Jesus, we can come to him expectantly.
借着耶稣，我们对神才能有所期盼。
Because only Jesus is the way to the Father.
因为耶稣是我们来到神面前唯一的道路。
Because of Jesus, we have confidence that the Father hears our prayer.
借着耶稣，我们才能相信天父必定听我们的祷告。
So Nehemiah begins in prayer with praising the majestic name of God.
因此尼希米以赞美神尊贵的名开始他的祷告。
When we step into the presence of God, we must do it in humility and brokenness before him.
当我们来到神面前时，需要存谦卑的心并破碎自己。
Why?
为什么？
Because God resists the proud.
因为神拒绝骄傲的人，
But he gives grace to the humble.
却赐恩给谦卑的人。
Pride is the very antithesis of what God desires.
骄傲违反神的旨意。
Pride is the mortal enemy of prayer.
骄傲是祷告的死敌。
Pride is a hindrance to God's blessings.
骄傲拦阻神的赐福。
When you want to get the glory and the accolades and the praise,
当你追求自己的虚荣和功德，
When you don't give all the glory and the praise to God,
当你不归荣耀与神，不赞美神时，
God may let you receive the praise, but he will cease to use you.
神会任凭你获得人的称赞，却不再使用你。
As Nehemiah gives praise to God,
当尼希米赞美神时，
He is broken before God and confesses his own sin.
他在神面前破碎自己，并承认自己的罪。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because that's what praise is supposed to be.
因为当人赞美神时，这是自然的表现。
Some people think that praise means music.
有人以为赞美就是音乐。
No.
不是的。
Praise can be expressed in words or melodies.
赞美可用音乐诗词来表达。
But it is your heart that praises, not just the words or the music.
但必须发自你的内心。
It is your heart that needs to be like that of Nehemiah.
所以你需要一颗尼希米的心。
It is your heart that needs to pray and praise.
用你的心祷告，用你的心赞美。
We need to say, Lord, it is me.
对主说，主啊，是我。
Lord, I am the one, I need you.
主啊，就是我，我需要你。
Lord, I am the problem, I need your grace.
主啊，我就是问题所在，我需要你的恩典。
I heard this story some years ago.
多年前我听到一个故事。
About a little girl disobeyed her parents.
有一个小女孩不听父母的话。
So her mother sent her to her room to ponder her disobedience.
妈妈罚她待在房间里反省自己的过错。
The tears did not last for very long.
她并没有哭很久。
Within minutes, her mother heard her to say,
过了一会儿，妈妈听到女孩说，
You see, God, what a lot of trouble you have gotten me into.
神啊，都是你给我惹了那么大的麻烦。
When I went to bed last night, I said my prayers.
昨天晚上我睡觉前不是祷告过了吗？
And asked you to make me a good girl, and you didn't do it.
我求你让我做个乖孩子，但你没做到。
So it is all your fault, God, and not mine at all.
所以那不是我的错，都是你的错。
And it is up to you to fix things with my mother.
应该由你来对付妈妈。
My friend, listen very carefully.
亲爱的朋友，请留心地听着。
Until you stop blaming others for your troubles.
除非你不再为自己的过失推卸责任。
Until you stop blaming God.
除非你不再埋怨神。
You have not learned what it is to humble yourself before God.
你还没有学会在神面前谦卑自己。
You must become a man or a woman who is absolutely and completely dependent upon the Lord God of heaven.
你必须成为一个完完全全依靠天父上帝的人。
The God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ.
他是耶稣基督的父神。
You must be dependent upon him emotionally.
你要在感情上依靠他。
You must be dependent upon him psychologically.
你要在精神上依靠他。
You must be dependent upon him physically.
你要在体能上依靠他。
You must be dependent upon him spiritually.
你要在灵性上依靠他。
Any way you look at it, you must be dependent completely on him.
无论在哪方面都完全依靠他。
When some people pray, they say something like this.
有些人这么样祷告。
Lord, you know that this is just the way I am.
主啊，我就是这样了。
Lord, you know it was my home and the way I was brought up.
主啊，你明知道我是在什么样的家庭里成长的。
Lord, I do what I do because this is just the way you made me.
主啊，我之所以如此，还不都是你形成的吗？
Until you stop this kind of thinking.
除非你不再这么想。
You have not learned to praise God in prayer.
那你还没有学会以祷告来赞美神。
Nehemiah began his prayer with praise.
尼希米以赞美开始他的祷告。
Secondly, he persisted in prayer.
同时，他不住地祷告。
He fasted and prayed for a long time.
他禁食祷告了一段很长的时间。
And he wept.
他哭泣。
Nehemiah was a prayer warrior.
尼希米是一位祈祷的勇士。
In 1 Thessalonians, Paul tells us that we too must pray without ceasing.
在《帖撒罗尼迦前书》里，保罗要我们不住地祷告。
How many times do we start praying about things or people and soon we forget?
多少次我们开始为某些事、某些人祷告，但不久就置之脑后。
But not Nehemiah.
尼希米却不是这样。
He persisted in prayer.
他持续地祷告。
Are you persistent in the warfare of prayer?
你是否也在祷告的战场上坚守岗位呢？
The reason we must persist in warfare prayer,
为什么要坚持祷告呢？
Is because there is no ceasefire in the spiritual battle.
因为属灵的战役从不停火。
Nehemiah's prayer began with praise.
尼希米以赞美开始祷告。
But he also prayed persistently.
他也不住地祷告。
Prayer puts us in a position of receiving what God wants us to have.
祷告也预备我们接受神的吩咐。
Prayer is not overcoming God's reluctance.
祷告并非勉强神。
Prayer is God's chosen method to load us with his bounty.
祷告是神用来赐福给我们的方式。
Prayer is God's way of performing miracles in us and through us.
祷告是神通过我们施行神迹的管道。
But for God to do this, we must be prepared to do what He wants and to do it the way He wants us to do it.
但我们必须预备好完全遵照神的方式和神的旨意来行。
Paul tells us in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20,
保罗在以弗所书三章二十节那里说
that God is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or think.
神能照着运行在我们心里的大力，充充足足地成就一切，超过我们所求所想的。
Do you know what that means?
你明白这意思吗？
That means that you cannot ask too much of God.
意思是你对神怎么求都不嫌多。
It means that you can't imagine more than God can.
无论你怎么想都是神做得到的。
It means that there is nothing we can ask God that He cannot do.
我们所求的事没有神做不到的。
And that is why, thirdly, we find that Nehemiah's prayer was a prepared prayer.
所以第三个尼希米的祷告是有备而来的。
This does not mean that this prayer was prepared for him.
我不是说有人替他预备了祷告词。
This does not mean that he prepared it the day before.
也不是说他早一天就想好了祷告内容。
His prayer began with praise.
他以赞美开始他的祷告。
He was persistent with his prayer.
他不住的祷告。
But it was also a prayer that was offered with a prepared heart.
而且他预备了祷告的心。
Listen to what Nehemiah said.
请看尼希米的祷告。
Lord, I am your servant. Do what you want with me.
主啊，求你侧耳听你仆人的祈祷，使你仆人现今亨通。
My listening friends, please listen very carefully as we come to a conclusion here.
亲爱的朋友，请留心今天的结论。
Don't ever ask God for something without having your heart prepared to do something for God.
如果你的心没有预备好来服侍神，就不要随便祷告。
Prayer is not an excuse for doing nothing.
祷告并不是你置身事外的借口。
Nehemiah asked God for something.
尼希米对神有所求。
But he was also prepared for surrender.
但他更存心顺服神。
Nehemiah asked God for something.
尼希米对神有所求。
But he was also prepared for sacrifice.
但他存心奉献自己。
Nehemiah asked God for something.
尼希米对神有所求。
But he was also prepared for servanthood.
但他已预备好来侍奉神。
In 2 Samuel 24:24, David said,
撒母耳记下24章24节，大卫说，
God forbid that I shall offer to the Lord that which costs me nothing.
我不肯用白得之物做燔祭，献给耶和华我的神。
My listening friend, when you pray, it means that you are reporting for duty and ready for service.
亲爱的朋友，当你祷告时，正如人报道，准备接受任务。
You and I are God's means and God's method to accomplish His will.
我们都是神手中的器皿，来完成神的旨意。
In prayer, you must be prepared to do what you are asking God to do.
但愿你向神祈求时，已经预备好被神使用。
Nehemiah did not stay 1,000 miles away and just prayed for them.
尼希米并不是安于千里之外，仅仅祷告而已。
He didn't just say, God bless those people with broken walls and broken hearts and broken lives.
他并不仅仅说，神啊，求你赐福给那些在残垣断壁中生活的困苦百姓。
No.
没有。
Nehemiah said, Send me, Lord.
尼希米说，主啊，差遣我。
I am ready to leave the comfort of the palace.
我愿意离开舒适的皇宫。
I am ready to leave the safety of Babylon.
我愿意离开安全的巴比伦。
Is that the kind of prayer that you pray?
这是不是你的祷告呢？
Do you just pray, God bless everyone everywhere?
你是否仅仅祷告说，神啊，赐福给世上每一个人？
That prayer is fine, but you cannot stop there.
这样祷告没有错，但你不能停在这儿。
What are you prepared to do?
你预备好采取什么行动？
Just like Isaiah prayed in Isaiah 6:8.
正如以赛亚书六章八节的祷告
Nehemiah was saying, Lord, here I am, send me, I am prepared.
尼希米同样的说，主啊，我在这里，请差遣我，我预备好了。
Prayer makes it possible for us to obey and surrender.
祷告使我们甘心顺服。
And Nehemiah teaches us that it is not enough to pray for God to do something.
尼希米教导我们仅仅祈求神行事还不够。
But we must be prepared to go out of our way for God to use us.
我们必须准备好让神使用我们。
It is my prayer that you will be prepared in prayer.
但愿你在祷告中已经预备好了。
Until next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大的赐福给你，下次再会。
可是却亏欠你那么多，主你却用你温柔双手抬起我低头，轻轻对我说，你恩典够我用，我高举双手生命，只愿爱你更多。我高举双手，触摸你的手，并敬仰往事加成我力量。
原来赞美神也是在神面前破碎自己，承认自己的罪。赞美神也可以是清晰地向神表达出你的需要，而这一切的源头就是我们完全地来信靠他，来爱他，并且来依赖他。是啊，亲爱的听众朋友们，我们要持续不断地赞美，持续不断地颂扬，持续不断地将自己内心最真实的感受向神来表达。更重要的是，正如麦克牧师所教导的，是要接受神的事工，透过祷告来预备自己。那亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，你预备好了吗？好，那今天的节目就到这里，愿神大大的赐福你们，我们下次再会。
是。